From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Another possible showdown is brewing in Congress over funding to keep the government operating past next week. The House has rejected a stopgap spending bill despite support for the measure from GOP leaders. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the bill included $3.7 billion in disaster relief funding.
Almost all of the House Democrats voted against the measure because it would have paid for some of the disaster funding by cutting a clean car manufacturing program. In the debate leading up to the vote, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called on her members to vote no.
I urge our Republican colleagues to withdraw this bill, come back clean. Let us vote together.
On the GOP side, 48 members voted against the measure. If Congress can't pass a funding measure by the end of next week, the government would shut down. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stock prices are sliding sharply on global exchanges today. European shares down 4%. Hong Kong's main stock average fell 5%. Japan's Nikkei average lost 2%. Analysts say investors are reacting to the Federal Reserve's gloomy outlook for the U.S. economy. The Fed saying the economic slowdown is likely to last for a while. That overshadowed the central bank's latest move to try to boost the economy. Economist Hugh Johnson.
Essentially what they're doing is they're saying we're going to keep short-term interest rates very low for a long period of time, and they're going to put downward pressure, if they can, on longer-term interest rates.
But some analysts are questioning whether the Fed's new steps will be enough to jumpstart the economy. Georgia death row inmate Troy Davis has been executed by lethal injection after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Davis denied to the end that he had killed an off-duty police officer in 1989.
Davis was convicted primarily on eyewitness testimony, as there was no physical evidence tying Davis to the murder. Later, most of those witnesses changed their stories, and some said they were pressured into identifying Davis as the killer. Davis always maintained his innocence, saying at the end he did not have a gun and asking his family to continue the fight. Protesters say this case represents one of the best arguments for abolishing the death penalty. But the officer's family said they believe Davis was guilty, that they waited far too long for justice to be carried out. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
In Texas, a white supremacist gang member has been executed for killing an African-American man by dragging him behind a truck. One of the victim's sisters, Betty Boatner, tells KHOU-TV she has forgiven the killer so she does not succumb to hatred as he did.
Life is too precious to be just consumed with hate all the time, so I refuse not to take that step.
President Obama will be in Cincinnati today as he works to build support for his job creation plan. He's slated to visit a bridge connecting Ohio, home state of House Speaker John Boehner, to Kentucky, home to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, both of whom oppose Mr. Obama's plan. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta testifies at a Senate hearing this morning about the Pentagon's exit strategies for Iraq and Afghanistan. Panetta is pushing Pakistan to do more to crack down on Taliban fighters who are based there and who are staging cross-border raids on U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
Our biggest concern right now is to put as much pressure as possible on the Pakistanis to exercise control from their side of the border.
Panetta will be joined at the hearing by Admiral Mike Mullen, who will step down next week from his post as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Republican presidential candidates meet in Orlando tonight for a debate. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the sniping is heating up between supporters of Texas Governor Rick Perry and backers of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
Romney has continued to hammer Perry for past comments on Social Security, challenging him to defend or retract statements Perry's made that Social Security is unconstitutional. The Perry campaign shot back, accusing Romney of sounding like a Democrat and trying to scare senior citizens. As he has so many times in the past, a Perry spokesman said, Mr. Romney seems to forget he's a Republican. Although there will be 9 candidates on stage tonight in Orlando, the GOP race has become a two-man contest, with Perry, the new frontrunner, and Romney trying to regain his former perch on top of the Republican field. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Guns firing in salute as Pope Benedict arrived in Germany to start a 4-day visit to his homeland. He's scheduled to speak to the German parliament later today. About 100 lawmakers are pledging to boycott that session to protest what they consider a violation of the country's separation of church and state. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.